Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard.
Welcome back to 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Tatum. Doug is a professor of entrepreneur in residence at Florida State University, the Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship. You want to talk about the little Christmas present you guys just got? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it was announced last week. Miss Moran contributed $100 million to Florida State University.
$100 million.
Yeah, the Jim Moran School of Entrepreneurship. So there's going to actually be a separate school, and Florida State is unique in that it exposes the students regardless of your major. You could be an English major, a chemistry major, a physics major, pre-med. There's we open up that program to minors.
Good.
Across the spectrum, because you know you never know where these ideas are going to come from, and
that's
not all
how you solve this problem we have. You were talking about earlier.
Absolutely, yeah, and
the problem being folks more and more people believing that profit is a bad thing, that business owners are somehow evil because we make a profit. You know, that kind of attitude is that's the opposite thinking of maintaining and preserving the American dream, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and I got to tell you, it's not difficult to get them to change their minds, but you have to sit down and have that discussion with them philosophically about, do you vote with your money?
Mm-hmm.
And if you vote with your money, why do you vote one place over the other, or one product over the other, or one service over the other? And isn't that a reflection of the value that you get in the exchange, and therefore profit is effectively a form of applause? And once you get them to that point, there might be a holdout here or there, but then you've got at that point in time, you've got a whole different reason for somebody believing that profits are evil, as opposed to a general good understanding of the way it works out there.
Now, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, and you have to deal with the fact that you can cheat some of the customers some of the time, but the beauty of this country in an open marketplace is not for very long.
That's right. And now than ever before with the internet.
Correct. The logic of profits as being tied to value is irrefutable.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, as you know, Doug, one of the problems we've got with that's really the enemy of the American dream, in my opinion, is academia. I mean, we got the liberal tilt, the left-wing wacko tilt in academia is shocking, and would you say that Florida State, with what you're proposing now with Jim Moran entrepreneurship program and the focus of that, does that mean Florida State is maybe a little less like that?
Well, you know, I can only talk from my experience and the colleagues that I deal with.
But first, do you agree with me with my assessment I just made?
Yeah, I think I would agree with you with a caveat. It depends on what part of the university you're at.
Yeah.
If you're over in engineering, I think you got a different flavor than you do if mm-hmm. you're in the liberal arts or
poli science,
political philosophy, or the business schools that I've taught. I've taught at a couple of them for extended, you know, several years. Those, you know, I found those folks to be very, very, very solid characters in terms of the way they approach things and their economics and their philosophies. And there's not a lot of room if you're teaching an accounting course or finance mm-hmm. course to wax eloquent about a political philosophy. I think you're going to get a lot of that in the areas where that's what they do. And in that respect, absolutely. I don't think you're going to find very few places where you have somebody that is philosophically a capitalist or even has an appreciation for a Christian worldview, if, for example, in some of these places. Now, there are exceptions to that, but so I agree with you with the caveats of it's going to be different.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I want to congratulate the Moran family for taking a swipe trying to get America returned, the American dream restored, because I believe that $100 million investment could go a long way towards that.
Well, I tell you, the FSU is going to be uniquely positioned, because when you got a kid that, for example, decides they want to go into pre-med or they want to be a psychology major, but the next thing you know, they've got exposure to entrepreneurship.
It'll help.
That could really change their lives.
Hey, Doug, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Appreciate it.
Doug Tatum, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. Not today. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.